I'm speechless. Why are we playing this song? Besides the obvious reasons that Christmas is on the way, is there an anniversary or a,
what's today's
a
date?
Benchmark today?
What's today's date?
July 25th.
And? I actually meant to play It's Christmas's the Perry Como.
The Perry Como version of the song?
No. It won't be long. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Okay. Cause you mean just because it's the 25th?
And yes, and I know how much you love
December
Christmas.
December is on the 25th? So what is this, 5 months? 5 months till Christmas?
Yes.
Wow.
I can't believe you're not all over this.
We're getting there.
How are you
start
not all over this?
Looking for my Christmas stuff. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. It's 5 months till Christmas. Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. Getting my hopes up now. I'm just thinking about Christmas. I'd hate to wish summer away. It goes away too quickly on its own.
You to me are always like, it's almost Christmas, it's almost Christmas.
No, I know. I go back and forth. I'm unlike other people. I like the time. Christmas itself, Christmas Day is okay. I love the period leading up to Christmas, the anticipation.
Oh, I pretty much agree with you. Like, I'd be happy if I just sat with the presents and opened.
I just like leave everything leading up
if
to
my
Christmas.
Listening though, yeah, I do still want with like some few trinkets.
But Christmas Day itself, it's okay. I just like the atmosphere of everything leading up to Christmas. Let's talk about September though. September's National Library Card Month. HCL celebrates by offering discounts with your Hunterdon County Library Card. This is a free advertising promotion for local businesses, and the deadline to get involved is July 31st, and that would be 5 months till New Year's Eve, in case you're keeping track. We'll tell you how to join and get involved in this great promotion. Two summer concerts are down, actually one summer concert down, one was rained out, unfortunately, and three to go in the HCL Outdoor Summer Concert Series, sponsored by the Friends of HCL. Jennifer's internet went down for a while, so she had to talk to her family. They seem like nice people. Summer reading clubs for kids and adults, it's not too late to join in on the fun. The HCL Amateur Photography Show is on the horizon. That and much more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. Do you know why that's particularly funny?
Why?
Because Sunday night I needed an internet connection that I felt was more secure, so I went to my parents' house and had a glass of wine and hung out with them.
I mean, your internet. Why did you get on the internet so bad?
I wanted to order something.
Oh. Clothes?
Comic books from England.
Comic books from England. Interesting. Like on eBay or something?
No, at a comic book store from England.
I didn't know you were that into comic books.
My husband is.
Oh, well.
Very much.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, especially Classics Illustrated. From the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Like Classic Stories Illustrated?
Mm-hmm. And,
like
not
Last of the Mohicans?
Yes. And not all of them were published in the U.S. Some are only published in the U.K.
Is he does he like the work of N.C. Wyeth?
He appreciates it.
Because he illustrated a lot of those classics, right? That
yes.
That is his job, I believe.
Yes, he has a... maybe the Scarlet Pimpernel or something that he illustrated.
So how many of these does he have?
We've got...
Is this a thing that you're going to retire on?
No, because it's not really worth that much any longer.
Oh.
But we've got like 5 full comic book boxes full.
Cool.
Like there's over 200 in the series and we have...
And you don't just leave them in the attic. You go through them occasionally?
They're not in the attic at all. They're in the North Library.
The North Library of your house?
Uh-huh.
You have a North and a South Library?
I sure do.
Wow. Is his the North and yours is the South? Are you
Actually, mine is the North, but his comic books are in there. And his is the south, but my Little House on the Prairie books are there.
And which room has the enchanted rose in it that the petals are falling off? So the
don't be funny. It's actually in my bedroom. I have a rose from my grandfather's funeral.
Oh, see?
23 years ago.
There you go. Interesting. You sound like I have a very big house.
I don't. The rooms are tiny.
Okay, the summer concert series
a lot of books.
Continued last night at the North Cannon Branch Library. The Red Oak Country Boys.
They had a really nice night for it.
Performed under a beautiful summer evening in Hunterdon County. So if you weren't there, you still have three more chances.
Why are you stopping?
To catch one of our outdoor summer concerts sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. These are free, open to the public. Bring a blanket or chair. Bring a picnic dinner. And spend a nice summer Wednesday evening with us. The series continues next Wednesday, July 31st, at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Route 12 in Flemington with the band Due South. They'll be performing new and classic country, southern and classic rock. Think of Brooks Dunn, Keith Urban, Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash, the Eagles, etc. Due South, they performed for us last year. Very popular local country band. Show starts at 6:30 p.m. Then on August 7th, we go back up to the North County Branch Library for the Irish band Na Bodash. They use a mix of instruments, including the bodhrán, fifes, whistles, violin, fiddles, and vocals. And they get all who listen into the spirit of Irish music. So a little St. Patrick's Day in July, too, Jennifer. Well, actually, August then. And then we wrap it all up on August 14th back at the Hunterdon County Library with Rave On. Rave On is a band that features the music of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison along with other classic early rock and roll songs. Rave On's show is always a crowd pleaser. If you haven't seen them, I highly suggest that group as well. And that is this year's lineup for the summer concert series. Of course, in September, we'll move our concerts back indoors. We'll have two concerts per month, plus our afternoon concert series featuring Fred Miller. And we have a full schedule this year. We'll start talking about that in the weeks to come. The bands are all booked. I don't have it in front of me, but we'll whet your appetite shortly for our fall concerts. And Jennifer also has a bunch of speakers and authors that will be visiting the Hunterdon County Library in the fall, as well as the North County Branch Library with their full event of speakers and concerts. So a lot going on this fall at the Hunterdon County Library. But like I said earlier in the show, do not wish the summer away. We've still got August and another full week of July, so I'm happy about that. And September is technically a summer month these days.
Yes. And before we go to the first commercial break, since you mentioned authors, I do want to mention that New York Times bestselling author Riley Sager will be at Moonstone Books tonight at 7 p.m. on Bloomfield Avenue. We were hoping to have him on the show today, but the timing just didn't work out. His new book, Lock Every Door, was out last month, and it's a New York Times bestseller already. And I have to tell you what I thought was a cool thing. You'll probably make fun of me. But I was... Marilyn from Moonstone Books had emailed me and said, you know, get in touch with Riley, and I said, I'll do it Monday. And I was in a bookstore, and I got an email from Riley Sager. And as I was answering him, I looked up at the display, and his book was sitting right there on display, and I thought, this is really cool. I see that book. I'm emailing that author right now.
Cool. Don't you have an author visiting us at the Hunterdon County Library next week?
We do. On Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., we're going to have debut author Ellen LaCourte.
Future New York Times bestseller.
Yes. Her book, Perfect Fraud, has been on a lot of best summer read lists, like Publishers Weekly Top 10 Summer Reads.
Due in large part to a recommendation by Jennifer Winberry. Isn't that correct?
No, that wasn't it.
Oh, that wasn't the book you recommended?
It was Whisper Man and My Dark Vanessa. But yes, it was set up by our pals at Library Love Fest.
Great.
Stop by the library. The book garden will be there selling books, and Ellen will be autographing them. And she's been doing a lot of speaking, crisscrossing the country, doing a lot of speaking. So she's really excited. She's just down the road in Mercer County, so she's really excited to be back in New Jersey.
Awesome.
All right, and with that, we will go to our first commercial break.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. It's time for Today in History. By the way, my name is Jim Thatch. I'm sitting across the desk from Jennifer Winberry. We're from the Hunterdon County Library. We want to tell you all about the library. But not before we want to inform you about events that happened on this date in history, July 25th. Like we mentioned earlier in the show, this time every week I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on the current date. Yes?
When you finish your thing, I want to say something.
Go ahead.
I think, like last week we got way off track and you're like, you don't listen to me. Don't ask follow-up questions that have me look something up. Because I got stuck looking up a follow-up question and then I just stopped listening to you. Because I went down a rabbit hole.
Well, there's no way to prevent that.
That was my suggestion.
Okay. It's noted. Like Robert Mueller. But if it's in my report...
Please.
Did you watch any of that yesterday?
I did not.
I just saw highlights of it. I don't know what they were expecting him to do. He's not an actor. He's the only guy in that room under oath. What's he supposed to do? He can't speculate on anything. He can't offer opinions. He can't do anything. I don't understand what they were expecting this guy to say. He had to be very careful with his words. Right?
Right.
I don't understand what they were expecting was going to happen. He's got to protect himself, too. All the other people, all the senators are interrogating him. None of them are under oath. They can speculate. They can opinionize. They can say whatever they want. He can't do that. I don't understand. That's not even mentioned. I don't know.
All right. Well,
it's a train wreck.
Since you've gone off on a tangent anyway, I didn't ask you, how did your mom and dad do in the storm?
What storm? Which storm are we referring to?
The one that took power out to half of Monmouth and Ocean County.
Oh, as far as I know, they're fine.
Oh, you didn't check up on them. Great.
No, I saw them. What day was the storm?
Monday.
Well, maybe they're not fine. I haven't talked to them. Oh, no, I talked to them earlier in the week. They didn't mention it, so I guess they were fine.
Fine. That's good.
We went back and forth about something.
All right, anyway, we're on a
tangent. Because the Haskell was...
Was it canceled?
It was postponed. So me and my nephew went to the Haskell. We do this every year. The Haskell is Mon Park's big event of the year. And, of course, if you remember last Saturday, it was over 100 degrees out. So they didn't cancel the races. So we went down and showed up. And then after two races, they decided to cancel most of the races. And then the other ones they didn't cancel, we were going to postpone until much later in the day. So they expected me to sit there for 5 hours twiddling my thumbs.
They didn't offer you refreshments?
No. I thought they were going to offer something, half-price concessions or something to keep you there. They didn't. So we took off. So I only watched it on TV, the Haskell.
I'm sorry. Did you get your hat?
I got my hat.
All right.
Yeah, so the collection continues. Got every hat since 1987. So back to today in history. I'm going to give Jennifer some events. I only have events today. No born or die.
Oh, boy.
Some events that happened on July 5th and 25th in years past. And Jennifer's going to see if she recognizes these events that happened on July 25th. Today in history. Okay, let's go back to 1609, Jennifer. It was an eventful day for the English ship, the Sea Venture. 1609, any idea what happened?
Did it have anything to do with Barbary pirates?
No. I think this was before the age of pirates, even.
Okay.
There were no pirates, because if you think about it, 1609 is the key clue here.
Okay.
So the Sea Venture was en route to Virginia. Virginia, of course, is where a couple years earlier they established the Jamestown colony. So that's why there's no pirates yet, because the English just got to the American shores, Jennifer.
I see.
The piracy wouldn't happen for probably another 100 years, maybe.
So what was the...
So the Sea Venture was en route to bring supplies to keep the colony going. Jamestown was struggling, so they were trying to bring more people, more supplies to get the colony up and running. But en route to Virginia, it was deliberately driven ashore during a storm on Bermuda.
It was deliberately?
Yes, because it was foundering, I believe, to prevent it from sinking.
Oh, they did it themselves.
Yeah.
It wasn't... They weren't.
Yes, they spotted the island. And these were the first people to be on Bermuda, Jennifer. So they established a new colony there.
Interesting.
But while they were doing that, they repaired the ship, and they eventually did make it to Virginia, because I believe John Rolfe was on that boat, and he married Pocahontas. So they did get to Jamestown eventually, but I think they were stranded in Bermuda for a couple years fixing that boat.
Hmm.
Interesting, right?
Yes, it was.
And one of my relatives may have been on that boat, too. It's undetermined. I'm going to speak in Robert Mueller talk for the rest of the show. 1788, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart completes his Symphony No. 40 in G minor on this date. My question to you is, what does that sound like?
Is it the Requiem?
It's not a Requiem. It's Symphony No. 40 in G minor. This is probably one of Mozart's three most famous pieces of work. It didn't come up with a great name for it, Symphony No. 40.
No, the one I'm thinking of is it's not in G minor.
So could you hum this?
I could not. Could you hum it?
It goes, dun, dun, dun.
Oh, really?
Dun, dun, dun,
That's
dun,
what
dun,
I would have thought.
Dun.
But I didn't think it was in G minor.
Well, it was.
Hmm.
So you should have tried, Jennifer.
I should have tried.
Okay, he should have made a catchier name for it. Everybody would know it then. 1866, Jennifer, the United States Congress actually did something on the state. Passed this legislation authorizing the rank of General of the Army. Who was the first to be promoted to this rank?
I can name all five of them. I did it last night at dinner, as a matter of fact.
Did you?
I did. Let's see, Hap Arnold, he was also the first 5-star... General of the Air Force, because there was not a separate Air Force at the time. Dwight Eisenhower, George Marshall, Omar Bradley, and Douglas MacArthur. So who was the first one? Let's say Douglas MacArthur.
Okay. This is 1866.
Oh, wait, 1866.
So you're thinking of five-star generals. This is just the rank of general of the army.
Oh. Well, but that's what a five-star general
eventually becomes because Washington was granted that honor after
the
fact.
And Pershing was general of the armies, so he was like actually a six-star general.
1866, Jennifer, you probably can deduce it
from
that.
I'm sure it's a Civil War general. It's not Lee. Oh, just tell me.
Think of the most obvious one.
I am, and I'm not coming up with a northern general.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Remember the program you just had a couple months ago where U.S. Grant visited the library?
Yes.
That was him. He was the first general of the Army of the United States. Okay, let's go to 1956, Jennifer. The MS Stockholm collides with another boat 45 miles south of Nantucket Island. What was the name of the other boat that the MS Stockholm collides with on this date in 1956?
I do not know.
It was the Italian ocean liner, the Andrea Doria.
Really?
Yep. 51 people died.
I thought that was
heavy fog.
Yes.
The Stockholm collides with an Italian ocean liner. Tragedy on this date in 1956. And finally, 1965, Jennifer, Bob Dylan signals a major change in folk and rock music on this date at the Newport Folk Festival. What does he do?
I don't.
Shocking.
He uses an amplifier.
His contemporaries. You're on the right track.
He uses an electric guitar.
He goes electric. So you are correct. Bob Dylan plugs in his guitar, and folk music and rock music are changed forever, Jennifer. Before 1965, they were using electric guitars. I guess it was just the change of the folk music.
Yeah. Well, I have two borns today.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. But one I don't think you'll know.
Well, give me a try. I can make a guess.
All right, one I think you will know. And I'm surprised, well, maybe you didn't think I'd know. Born today in 1886, Edward McClellan Ned Cummins.
McClellan, Ned Cummins, was he the son of the Civil War general?
No. He was an American golfer who competed in the 1904 Summer Olympics, and the American team won a gold medal. I thought you might know him.
1866, no.
No. The other one is Josephine Tay, who was born...
Who?
Josephine Tay, T-E-Y. She was born today in 1896.
Josephine Tay, she was an opera singer.
No, she was a novelist, most famously known for her mystery novels. The Daughter of Time was voted the greatest mystery of all time.
And you knew who both these people were?
No, I didn't know him. I just ran across him, but I knew Josephine Tay.
That's not the rules of the game.
I know, but I thought you would know him, so I thought... All right, so about a month ago, we were talking about A Pocket Full of Miracles.
Yes.
And Apple Annie, and you were not happy about it.
Uh-oh.
Last night, I was with some people who were movie buffs, and somebody kept saying, what's the other movie Apple Annie was in? What's the other movie Apple Annie was in?
She was a big star. That was like her last movie, wasn't it?
No. There was another character named Apple Annie.
A character named Apple Annie.
So it turns out that...
You're thinking Ano Annie.
You're thinking Ano... No.
Ano Annie.
She's a character in Oklahoma.
Yes.
So Lady for a Day was 1933, and it was an American pre-code comedy directed by Frank Capra. It's based on the short story Madame Le Gimp by Damon Runyon, and it was the first film for which Capra received an Academy Award nomination. So it's the exact same plot. So Pocket Full of Miracles was a remake.
And what's the name of the original?
Lady for a Day.
Oh, there you go.
So and it was
Which one was better?
I never saw Lady for a Day, but now I'm fascinated.
I'm mildly intrigued. I think fascinating.
All
fascinated
right.
is...
But I'm surprised because you're like a big Frank Capra kind of guy.
I'm just one movie. I couldn't name another movie. Well, Frank Capra
Well, now
didn't.
You can.
There was another big... Did he do Mr. Smith Goes to Washington?
I think we decided he did.
I think that's the only two movies I know of his. What happened?
What in the world's going on here?
Some excitement going down.
There's
going to be next year, we're going to mention July 25th as today in history, 2019, because of what had just happened.
He did Lady for a Day. It happened one night. Mr. Deed Goes to Town, Lost Horizon.
It happened one night. It was Clark Gable. Oh, he did Lost Horizon?
Mm-hmm. You can't take
Shangri-La.
It with you. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and then he did a couple of documentaries. And then It's a Wonderful Life, of course. So you'll be glad to know there are two Apple Annie movies.
Well, I don't know if that it's going to make any difference in my life, but there could there very easily could be another Apple Annie. That sounds like a common. But an Annie from A Little Orphan Annie, she probably had an apple at some point. Somebody might have called her that.
I would hope so.
What are some other famous literary Annies? We just named Little Orphan Annie and Ado Annie.
Annie Get Your Gun. Well, that's musical.
Annie Oakley, but that counts. Annies.
Anne of Green Gables, but she's not an Annie.
Hannigan, wasn't that? No, no.
That was Miss Hannigan and Annie. So we have some exciting news. We had two new museum passes added this week, and they were donated by two patrons who wished to remain anonymous.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't realize how we got them.
Yes, that's how we got them. The National Liberty Museum in Philadelphia, it brings liberty to life through stories of people whose character and courage have expanded liberty for all. The museum's exhibits, educational experiences, we need a comma there, and public programs inspire visitors to think about liberty as an ongoing quest that we all share. This pass admits two adults and up to four children. Hours of operation change seasonally. Please contact the museum for current hours.
And where is this, Philadelphia?
This is in Philadelphia.
I still haven't been to that Revolutionary War Museum. Have you?
I haven't. I really want to go, though. And they're moving the David Library from Washington's Crossing in Pennsylvania down there, which makes a whole lot more sense, but it's in a really pretty spot. And the other museum that was donated was the Bucks County Children's Museum. One pass admits six people.
I've been in that one.
Have
with
you?
My grandson.
Do you like that one?
Like a year ago. It was okay. Good part of it is it's right across the parking lot from Triumph Brewery.
Okay, that's what was your attraction.
So we were able to supplement the trip with a little visit.
So our museum passes are all donated, except for those two, by friends of the Huntington County Library. And just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and click on museum passes, and it will take you to the page where you can reserve one of eight passes. The other passes we have are for the American Museum of Natural History, the Eastern State Penitentiary Museum in Philadelphia, Grounds for Sculpture in Hamilton, the Hunterdon Art Museum right in Clinton, the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum, and the Morvan Museum and Gardens. And you can reserve a pass up to 90 days in advance. Type in your library card, pick it up after 2 o'clock the day before you're going to use it, and bring it back by 11 o'clock the day after you use it, so the next person can use it. That's all there is to it.
Very nice. Then we have eight. We're starting to build that program again, right?
Yes.
It kind of dwindled for a little while, but now it's gaining popularity again, Jennifer. We hung with it.
Yes, we did. And we also have discounted passes to Crayola, Diggerland, and what's the other one?
Sahara Sands.
Yes. So thanks to the friends of the library for sponsoring this program.
It's another great example of how the friends of the library help not just the library, but you residents of Hunterdon County and the surrounding area. Discounts with the a library card promotion. I mentioned this at the top of the show. We're doing it again this year. September, you may or may not know, is a library card sign-up month. Hunterdon County Library and the Flemington Free Public Library, which we are sitting right across the street from as we speak, are partnering with local businesses to promote the importance of having a library card. During the month of September, I'm speaking to local business owners now. During the month of September, when a customer presents their library card at your business, they will receive a predetermined discount, predetermined by you, of course, or a giveaway of your choosing. For example, 10% off, or buy one, get one free. Example, buy one, get one free For example, it's up to you completely. Participation for local businesses are free. So what you do is you fill out this brief form that you can get online at hclibrary.us or pick one up at any of the county libraries. Fill that out. Tell us what your offer is, and then we will take it from there. We will do the rest. We will make up flyers. We will make up brochures to hand out to the patrons and residents of Hunterdon County. We'll give you signs for your business to put some on a door or near the register so people coming in know that there's a promotion going on. We'll do all of this for you. You just sit back and reap the results. It's just for the month of September. People can show their library card at your business and receive that predetermined discount. It's been growing in popularity every year, and we expect another good year this year. So if you're interested, once again, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's a link to click on to get to the form that you need to fill out to join other local businesses and celebrate National Library Card Sign Up Month. We should just call it National Library Card Month. Sign up, it just doesn't flow off the tongue. Library Card Sign Up Month. I guess there's no national in there. Is there, Jennifer?
I think it is.
National Library Card Sign Up Month? Or NLCSUM?
It's National Library Card Month. It's not Sign Up Month.
I have written the Sign Up Month here. Okay.
So do we have, how many businesses do we have already?
I have no idea. Joan Sabo, a member of the Hunterdon County Library staff, spearheads this effort for us every year. I guess we'll find out today at a PR meeting how it's going. I know Lone Eagle is signed up. During the month of September, show your library card at Lone Eagle Brewing on Stangle Road in Flemington and get $1 off your first pint of beer.
Very nice.
For the entire month of September.
Nice.
I'm sure Jim Gonneau from Crown Trophy will be doing it again. He has his radio show coming up right after ours, Taking Care of Business. That's one way to take care of business is to join us with the discounts with your library card promotion. Sneakers Plus, Chris Gackis over there, does it every year. So we'll find out today how we're doing with that. Period.
Full stop.
It's 11:36. We have plenty more to talk about. I just don't know where to start, Jennifer. Let me just mention, coming up, entry forms will soon be available for the annual HCL Amateur Photography Show, which we've been doing every October since 1989, Jennifer. So that sounds like we've been doing it 30 years. Amateur photographers have been able to show the work of the Hunterdon County Library for the last 30 years. So this is how it works. If you're a photographer, which pretty much everyone is these days because you have a camera phone, and camera phone's quality is pretty good these days, go through your pictures. Find out. You know you took one that you said, wow, that's a good picture. Was it of a sunset? Was it of a deer in a field? Was it of a local landmark? It could be about anything. Was it of your cousin Jimmy? Anything. Get that picture framed, just ready to hang on a wall, and enter our photo show. Like I said, the entry forms will be available soon online at hclibrary.us, or you can pick one up at the library. There's a nominal fee to enter. Adults are $5. Students are $3. We upped it a little bit this year, Jennifer, so we can offer a larger cash prize to the winner. By the way, there'll be cash prizes to first place in all the categories, and we have several categories. It can be a Hunterdon County scene, a landscape, a floral, wildlife. There's going to be a student category, black and white category, abstract category, human interest. It'll all be on the entry form when you print that out and fill it out. And it's a lot of fun. It's a great way to show your work in the main gallery of the Hunterdon County Library to the public. Get a big crowd. Walter Horoszewski, you might know that name if you've ever seen a coffee table book about New Jersey or any of the New Jersey counties. He's a photographer and author. He is our judge. He will be judging the work and awarding the prizes, as well as a Public's Choice Award, where the library patrons will come in and vote for their favorite picture. So a lot of prizes to be won. And then Walter, I believe it's Wednesday, October 9th, will be on hand. We'll have an awards ceremony with refreshments. Generally, we have cider and cookies, nice October refreshments. And we'll have an awards ceremony and give out the awards and congratulate the winners. Walter will be on hand to talk and meet the photographers, and then he'll do a program of his own right after the awards ceremony. He has a host of interesting programs that he does. So we're lucky to have him back again judging our show. So it's the HCL Amateur Photography Show, going 30 years strong. 30 years, Jennifer. There's a lot of things in my life these days that I've been doing for 30 years. I think you're going to like the August bookmark, which I've been doing for 32 years next month. I think you're going to like it. I don't know. I kind of got a little weird with it. And I know how weird you are. You're not even paying attention.
I am paying attention. You got a little weird with the bookmark. I found something interesting that I wanted to share with you.
Okay. Please do.
Today is the feast day of St. James the Greater.
When is the interesting part coming?
That you are St. James. Are you James the Greater or James the Lesser?
I'm sure I'm James the Lesser.
Really? It doesn't mean he was better than
St.
James.
So was St. James, what was he the patron saint of?
It indicates his size. And James the Greater does appear in more gospel stories with Jesus.
But there were two Jameses.
Right, James the Less and James the Greater, who's just physically bigger. He is a patron saint of pilgrimage.
They weren't very imaginative back then with their... was that because there was only 300 people in the world that didn't have to get
names?
So what was James the patron saint of?
Pilgrims and pilgrimages.
Pilgrims?
Pilgrims, really? And pilgrimages. Yes.
I got ripped off. That's not a good one.
Well, maybe you're James the Lesser. I don't know. I try to pump you up, Jim, and this is what happened. So we have no children's programs today because the magic show was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. How did it go?
I haven't heard yet.
Something was a big crowd at the library yesterday.
That's good. Next week, though, is...
These are the special programs for our summer reading club that Jennifer's talking about.
We have Family Stage Presents Toad's Escape, which is based on Kenneth Graham's A Story from the Wind in the Willows, and it's a two-person performance.
So why was Toad in jail?
I don't believe he was in jail.
He was in jail.
How do you know?
Because I know the book and the story.
Well, why was he in jail then, if you know that?
For speeding in his car. He was a menace to society. That's why he was in jail.
Do you know that my husband calls himself Mr. Toad with his new... He says Mr. Toad in his fine new motor car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So next Wednesday, that is at the North County branch at 10:30 and 1:30. And then it is at the Headquarters Library on Thursday, August 1st, at the same times. And to sign up for these, you just go to our website, hclibrary.us, and click on the events calendar. And registration is currently open for both of them. And next Thursday evening at the Headquarters Library, they will be showing Mary Poppins Returns.
Awesome.
Are you going to be there to give critical?
Next Thursday evening?
Yes.
I very well could be. What's the date?
August 1st.
Thursday evening? Yeah, I could be there.
And then they will be showing it again on August 9th and 10th at the North County Branch Library in the afternoons. And all movies at the North County Branch Library on Friday afternoons are shown with closed caption.
Okay, we're going to go to our last commercial break. I don't have any trivia today, even though we did have a trivia night at Lone Eagle last night. It was all music themed. I didn't think anything translated to the radio show. So we'll try again in August. But first, let's go to our last commercial break, and we'll come back with more library show right after this.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody just...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry with Jim Thatch. And Jim Gonneau will be in about 10 minutes. And before we hear more library news, did you know we have 7 affiliate libraries throughout the county? In Lebanon Township, Urbanvale, Highbridge, Holland, Reddington Township, Frenchtown, Tewksbury, and Three Bridges, also in Reddington Township. And 2 of those libraries are getting a makeover this late summer. Holland Library will be closed starting August 19th. They're hoping for only for 2 weeks.
What's happening?
They're getting new carpeting and new shelving. And
really?
Yep. All that shelving that we took down that we didn't need, we're taking it over there. They're getting fresh paint job. We've been helping them weed for the last month.
How long has the Holland Library been in existence?
They are an association library, which is one of very few that are left. 1964, the association was formed. So they're not a municipal library.
Good for Holland. Alyssa, I believe, is her name over there, running things.
Yes.
She does a very good job. I just talked to her the other day about something. She was doing a program. I can't remember what program it was.
We've met with Library Interiors, and they're going to redesign the space a little bit to give them some more open space. And then at the beginning of September, the Reddington Library, which is in the old train station and White House Station since the early 1970s, it was stopped, used as a train station, and the library opened in 1981, beginning of 1982. They're going to be getting new carpeting. So they'll also be closed for a couple of weeks.
Good news.
Yes. So it'll be inconvenienced just for a little bit, and we're also getting new carpeting at the North County Branch Library. Coming up, we just picked it out yesterday.
At the North County Branch Library?
Yes. And if you haven't been there...
What color is it?
It's a greenish, like a green and a gray, kind of like a celery.
Really?
Yes, like a celery. It's hard to describe.
This is carpeting?
Yes, but it's patterned.
Okay.
So if you haven't been to the North County Branch Library, all the books are now upstairs, fiction and nonfiction, and large print. The young adult area has been moved over into the far corner. Where some of the fiction used to be. All the AV, the books on CD, the DVDs have been moved over near the circulation desk, and that whole front corner where there's a skylight, who knew, has been opened up as a reading area, and the current magazines are in that area. and the children's department has been
probably
all spread
out. Probably why they designed
out.
The building that way, right? What was there before?
A reading area. No. And they just kept putting up shelves and shelves and shelves.
It was like a private reading area then. Or they put shelves where the reading area...
They put the DVDs where the reading area was, rather.
Gotcha.
So. Yeah, so that's really exciting.
So our new director is really making things happen, isn't he, Jennifer?
Yes. I had someone ask me Sunday night, why do you keep moving things around? I said, would you keep coming back if we didn't? Because you keep finding new things I didn't know you had. I forgot you had.
Really?
Yes.
That's the reason keep jarring people's interest. Got it.
Keeps the staff on their toes, besides.
All right, you may or may not also know that we have magazines at the library, both physical magazines and digital magazines. So the first question I have for Jennifer is, my favorite magazine that we had was Yankee Magazine.
Yeah, really?
And we don't have it anymore. What happened?
In paper or?
The paper one.
Nobody checked it out.
I wouldn't check it out. I would just sit down with it and read it.
No one sat down with it and read it except for you.
That's a shame. It's a good magazine. Our poor New England neighbors don't have any representation anymore. So I was a little sorry to hear that. But we do have a lot of other great magazines. I'm looking at the list of digital magazines. So digital magazines, how can you access our digital magazines, Jennifer?
Again, go to our website, hclibrary.us, and click on Digital Collections. And that will take you to RB Digital, which has audiobooks and magazines that you can download and ebooks. Although the ebooks are mostly classic ebooks that are in the public domain.
So examples of some magazines we have, Better's Homes and Gardens, Car and Driver, Cook's Illustrated, Cosmopolitan, Country Living, ESPN, The Magazine, Field and Stream, Games, Good Housekeeping, HGTV Magazine, House Beautiful, Macworld, McCall's, Mother Jones, Motor Trend, National Geographic, for kids and traveler, The New Yorker, Newsweek, The Oprah Magazine, Old House Journal, Popular Mechanics, Popular Science, Reader's Digest, Rolling Stone, Runner's World, Smithsonian Magazine, Town and Country, Vanity Fair, Weight Watchers, Wired, Women's Day, and Yoga Journal. Plus, we have a bunch of back issues of those magazines, too, that you can look, not just the current issue. So this is provided by RB Digital.
And I will say that Meredith, the publisher Meredith, has stopped providing magazines through RB Digital. So something like Better Homes and Gardens, back issues are the only ones that are available. So some of your favorites are going to be missing. We
like
didn't do
Yankee.
It. Yeah, that's good. No, we did that. But something like Better Homes and Gardens, which is a Meredith publication, is no longer available. American Patchwork and Quilting, which is, it's unfortunate, but...
And why did they do this?
Meredith has just decided that you can get your own subscription, I guess. Or they've made a deal with someone else. Digital rights are very... have been a minefield since day one. So the printed word.
Right.
E-books. Audiobooks doesn't seem to be so much. Because we also have a large audiobook collection that you can access the same way. And it's through Overdrive.
This is the ever-changing world that you were just talking about, Jennifer.
Yes.
I think you got to keep up.
And that's a large collection of audiobooks that you can download and ebooks you can download. And children's books as well.
So we got about 5 minutes left in the show. Let's just wrap it up with a nice chat. Shall we? What are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend?
Any plans?
I know, not yet. Well, I'm going to Colts Neck on in Farmingdale, New Jersey on Tuesday.
Okay, but last I checked, Tuesday is a weekday.
It is, because Jennifer works Tuesday through Saturday, but Delicious Orchards is closed on Monday, so she has to take a day off. And then she's going to go see her cousin and her auntie.
That's nice.
It is.
Well, they're open on Sunday, aren't they?
They are, but it's so crowded on Sunday. And
not this time of year.
Yeah.
Usually in the fall, but not now.
I guess. But Sunday's like family day for...
And you're visiting your auntie and your cousin.
Yes. It's a long story.
Okay. So then what else? What's the weather supposed to be beautiful this
week? It is, yes. Yeah.
Want to borrow my kayaks and your husband kayak down the old Raritan? I'll drop you off and pick you up.
Oh, my gosh. When I went to my parents Sunday night, you know, there's they live right on the south branch of the Raritan.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little county park just on the other side of the bridge from Three Bridges before you get to Somerset County. It was packed. I went there about 7 o'clock at night.
The park was packed?
The park was packed. There had to be 100 cars parked along Oak Brook Road.
Was there something going on?
No. There were people sitting in the river in chairs, which I would not do, by the way. I don't recommend it.
Why?
I don't know how clean it is.
The river? It's pretty clean as rivers go.
There's no porta-potties or anything by that, or no potable water.
I mean, that's why?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying in general, there's no place to wash your hands there or to...
In the nice, clean, clear waters of the Raritan River.
Yep.
I don't know if I drink it, but it's safe to swim in.
Okay.
I was kayaking in it last Sunday.
When did you get a kayak?
A couple years ago.
Where'd you kayak from?
So I drop in at Camp. The best place around here is you drop in at Camp Carr.
Uh-huh.
You know where that is?
Mm-hmm.
And then you kayak all the way down to the Lipton factory.
Hmm. How about that?
Yep. Very nice paddle.
Who went with you?
Just me and my wife.
Nice.
So, it's very beautiful in the fall to do. And in the summer, better to do it early in the morning. You get to see some wildlife.
Did you see any herons?
Yes, lots of them, actually.
Nice.
There's a bunch of them going up that river. But the river is clean because most of it is green space, especially that run we're on. There's very few houses
I'm not saying
that you see.
It's just, I don't know. I've waded in it plenty of times. I got yelled at by said auntie for waving in the river.
Why? Because she thought it was dirty?
Yes.
Don't let other people
and I took her godson with
her grandson rule your life. Just because they have hang-ups about things doesn't mean you should.
No, I have plenty of my own hang-ups. Thank you.
Mother, did you need to build the wall so high? Pink Floyd's great song, Mother, is all about this.
Maybe you should do a programming on kayaking.
Do a programming on kayaking? I'm not any champion kayaker.
But you could be like a
mess around. That's what I do.
You could do like mess around kayak, like a hobbyist kayaker.
My wife actually is like a daredevil for some reason.
Does she tip over?
Oh, we tip over all the time. But
Is it a two-person kayak?
No, it's single kayak.
You each have a kayak.
But she likes to challenge herself, and when it gets, try to go under trees on the side. I'm like, I am too old to be doing that stuff.
Do you wear helmets?
No.
You should.
It's shallow. It's not very deep.
Well, what if you hit your head? That's why you would wear a helmet.
Too late. That ship has sailed, Jennifer.
All right. Jim Gano is waiting outside, so we will say goodbye. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Nice.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the U.S. Justice Department announces it's going to reinstate the death penalty after nearly two decades. Attorney General Bill Barr ordering the death penalty related to five death row inmates convicted of murder and in some cases raping children and the elderly. He says in a statement, the department owes it to the victims and their families to, in his words, carry forward the sentence imposed by our justice system. Republicans say yesterday's testimony by the former special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, proves that it's time to move past that Russia probe. Representative Jim Jordan's a Republican from Ohio.
Most of the country knows the truth, which is there is no basis for impeachment. After yesterday's hearing, I bet more people in the country feel like there is no basis for impeachment.
He spoke on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
It's a record-breaking $5 billion fine for Facebook over the company's privacy policy. The FTC Chairman Joe Simons announcing it yesterday.
This settlement is the result of an exhaustive investigation, which concluded that Facebook betrayed the trust of its users and deceived them about their ability to control their personal information.
Corrections officials at a jail in Manhattan say that billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein was found injured in his jail cell. He was reportedly found last night on the floor of his cell in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. Investigators have not yet determined what happened to him, but they say he will be kept on a suicide watch as Epstein has pleaded not guilty to federal conspiracy and sex trafficking charges. The Pentagon says North Korea has in recent hours fired two short-range missiles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Congressional efforts to block arms sales to Saudi Arabia being stopped by the White House, the president vetoing the two bipartisan measures that were passed by Congress to halt sales to the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates. A well-known foreign actor has passed away.
Rutger Hauer, best known for his role as antagonist Roy Batty in 1982's Blade Runner, has died at the age of 75.
All those moments will be lost. In time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
He died in his native country, the Netherlands, after dealing with an illness. Hauer also starred in Sin City, Batman Begins, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Lady Hawk. He won a Golden Globe in 1988 for his role in a World War II television movie, Escape from Sobibor. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And listen up, handy guys. If you have this type of table saw, you'll want to know about it. The Consumer Product Safety Commission issuing a recall for the saw that was sold at Lowe's because of fire safety concerns. They say the Porter Cable 10-inch table saw has caused more than 60 fires. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100in-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about 10 productivity hacks you can use to ease your life. I'll have 6 ideas that